When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury coming up at 9. Courtney with Flex Thursday. And Curtis is joining us from Florida remotely this morning.
I tell you what, man. You and boss man Ken Land are getting soft. S-O-F-T.
What do you mean?
I mean, people working remotely, flex time out the wazoo. I don't know what I'm supposed to. You guys are getting.
I don't know what I'm supposed to.
Shime, back me up on this one, brother.
Shime is flexing.
I'm literally not here on Monday.
Oh,
I can't
damn.
Back you up on that.
See my point?
Shime is. I'm not soft.
Yeah?
I am. I have no options.
I don't want to hear no more from you. These millennials. What does Greg do? Millennials don't want to go to work. They want to work remotely. Yep. They get nothing done.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah. You're getting soft, man.
I mean, I don't know.
I would just throw out there for the lovely audience, thank you for listening. When we discuss remote work, we're talking about years of not going into the office, of the absolute demise of parts of downtown Boston and other major American cities because nobody goes to work anymore. We're not talking about 5 remote shows out of 200.
But think about all those businesses in Southie.
I mean, it's just such an idiotic comparison.
Think about all those businesses in Southie who miss out because you're in Florida.
Right,
and,
well,
you know. I mean, that could be.
Think about all the businesses that are benefited down here.
Snacks for James, sandwiches, Courtney. I mean, you guys, man, I tell you, our leadership here, wow.
Really?
I'm just saying. Was it like this at AAF?
No, it wasn't. No.
Did you just let people go willy-nilly?
Came in. We only had 2 weeks of vacation. I mean, it's really, the company instituted the unlimited flex time policy.
Right.
I have no say in that. So what am I supposed to say?
What's the name of the show?
I am kind of soft. Like, Courtney called me after the show yesterday, and she was like, are you mad? You're not mad that I'm taking vacation, are you? What am I supposed to say?
What's the name of the show?
I said, no, don't worry about it. What's the name?
Can somebody help me in Twitch? What's the name of the show?
It's the Greg Hill Show.
What are you supposed to do? Your name's on it.
My name is on it.
Did LB remote from Canada a lot?
Well, LB didn't show up. He only showed up one day a week.
All right, was Shu a big remote guy?
There. He was always there. There was no such thing as remote work then, but I don't know. Yeah. It's a different.
Bullet was doing something for you in your apartment? Expressing something that he heard you discuss when he attacked your remote? Do you think that was at all?
He may have been.
Well, my mother did say, you know, before she passed away, she goes, I am getting soft in my old age, so maybe just the older you get.
I think that's what happens, is the older you get, the less you just give up, kind of.
You gave up.
Basically give up trying to hold people accountable.
Don't say that, Greg.
this is Kyle from Lowell. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
I just want to talk about the Celtics. I would tell everybody to take a deep breath about getting all mad about the 3 balls.
Uh-huh.
I know sometimes it can look ugly, but when Joe Mazzulla got the team,
from Eman. I think they were 8th or 9th in the league offensive rating. They became 3rd under Joe Mazzulla 2023.
Uh-huh.
Last year they were number 1 when we won it all, and this year we're 3rd again.
They met Kyle. Kyle.
They look ugly sometimes, but it's working.
Ugly. Kyle, they missed 43 three-point attempts last night. 43 of them.
Yeah, but
like, and do you think losing Marcus Smart helped that offense better, Kyle? Do you think Marcus Smart's absence was good for the offense?
How did we look against the Warriors when we didn't shoot a high volume number of threes in the finals? We looked terrible.
Okay.
With the same two stars, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
Right. Do you think Marcus Smart's absence helped the offense, Kyle?
We may lose one game, but in a 7-game series, Joe Mazzulla has a definite offensive ideology that if we get up a lot of threes with this team, we will win.
Okay.
And he was proven right.
All right. Well, you have played the Thunder twice this season, and you lost both of them.
Yeah.
So that's if you're going to use math analytics to look at a 7-game series, then you're going to lose 2 of those games.
Yeah, you'll lose 2 of the games. But the caller is right. Even though I hate it, that's what helped you win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's what the kind of league transitioned to that with Golden State. Golden State kind of started this trend. And now the Celtics are like the new Golden State, where this is kind of how they've transitioned. And I'm not a fan of it all the time. But because of, like Curtis said, the analytics in it, all you need to do is make 1, 2, 3 stops defensively, you go down and you hit a couple three-pointers, and now the flow of the game is different.
All right, well, Celtics lose last night. You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the dumb bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Where should we begin this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, since we're talking Celtics, let's begin with Jaylen Brown. He talked about his not-so-great performance last night, even though he's feeling better than he has the last couple weeks.
And tonight I felt better than I did over the last 2 weeks, to be honest. You know, I felt my knee was – I felt better than I have in a while. So I think I'm trending in the right direction. Just tonight, I had some open looks that didn't go in. They were physical. I didn't meet the level of physicality like I can. I had no free throw attempts. You know, I could be more physical, make them call it or whatever. And then on defense, I couldn't get anything going on either side of the ball tonight. So it was just one of them games, you know, watch the film, look at, give credit to OKC, though. They've been playing good basketball. They were physical tonight. They've been physical all season long. And, they outplayed us tonight.
Didn't help when you fouled out with 3 minutes left on a dumb foul.
Yeah.
Because you were frustrated.
Yeah.
That didn't help.
But I'll take that, though. At least he knows, listen, I mean, against the Lakers, he played well. At least he knows, what his role is. And I think if you watch that game last night, and it's great to be there because you get to see so many things, they were really, really trying to get him the ball in the paint because the guy that was defending him, he was much bigger and stronger than. And granted, I know some of those trying to get to the free throw line, the referees didn't help. All 3 of those guys last night, referee-wise, were pathetic, my opinion. Gave Jason Tatum a stupid tech. So I'm not going to blame the refs, but I will cry about it a little bit. But I like that from Jaylen Brown.
Okay. What's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, one of the free agents you missed out on this year was Chris Godwin. He decided to stay in Tampa Bay. He spoke to NFL Network.
Can I just ask?
Yeah.
Are we accepting that it was, because he has not said it himself, are we accepting that it was the New England Patriots that offered him $30 million a year?
All signs seem to indicate that that was the case.
That's what everybody's saying.
So when he is talking about why he didn't take that or whatever, it is why he is not a New England Patriot, right?
Correct. Okay, and this was him being asked how close he was to actually leaving Tampa Bay for that kind of generational money. Here is what Chris Godwin said.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I feel like it was like we were like really close. I think that when, you know, when it comes to a situation like that, like you have to really, really consider it. And me and Mariah, we had some really tough conversations like with my agent, because like at the end of the day, right, we're trying to figure out like what's going to be best for our family. And again, like not everybody would make that decision. And like, I'm not faulting anybody that would. But I think at the end of the day, like I was mentioning in the presser, like I have to go based off of my gut. I have to go based off of my intuition and what I feel like is going to be best for us in the long run. And, you know, and being here where we call home, where we feel the most comfortable, where we can, you know, raise our newborn son. I think all of those things are big factors for us in, you know, in making this decision.
Tax-free Florida wins again.
Yeah.
Or yeah. Maybe it's the happy hours or
the weather. I mean, there's a lot of things. Him and Mariah talked about it.
Roots there.
Him and Mariah go back like babies and pacifiers. Uh-huh. So, and I get, like, you know, he probably looks at it where the Bucks are a playoff team. He's been there for a while. He won a championship with them. So I think he probably looks at it and goes, you know, we love it here. The weather's here. Tampa's a great place to live.
Yeah.
And you know, you got.
He loves Ybor City.
He loves Ybor City.
Godwin, though, Greg, like, he's a guy that would have been perfect for the old school Patriots. Like, a really smart receiver, always in the right place, phenomenal hands, clutch. Like, Godwin is all great. But at this stage of his career, the Patriots, for $30 million a year, Godwin would not have been the bang for the buck.
Yeah,
the Patriots.
I'm glad he didn't take it because.
You can't fault the Patriots, though.
No, like, but I'm glad he didn't take it. I wouldn't pay him $30 million a year. I think he's a good receiver. Shyam and I disagree on this one. Shyam and I disagree. I wouldn't pay him $30 million a year.
You have to. See, this is what I'm telling you.
That's the market.
I would move on.
And you're just in a position where it's not like the old days, mm-hmm. where guys were desperate to play here because of Tom Brady, and Curtis will disagree.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reba, because of Bill Belichick.
It's Splitsville.
But Greg, what I would do is see if I could trade a fourth round pick to Pittsburgh and pay George Pickens like $25 million a year.
Well, that's what you're left with, is you're going to have to try to shake the trees and get these guys, get somebody who's willing to part with what they have.
And that's why I think the A.J. Brown thing to me.
I know you keep saying that.
I know.
And you and Curtis keep saying it, and people keep texting in and saying.
It's not happening.
They are telling you that it's not happening. They're not trading him. So why do you keep saying
it? You don't think if there was a potential pick swap between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Patriots. Patriots said, here, we'll give you number four.
I don't know.
They don't want to trade A.J. Brown, Wiggy. They'll keep him at all costs.
And they'll throw in another guy. I mean, and they'll throw in another draft pick. There's a chance.
They definitely wouldn't do that.
Why wouldn't they do it?
Because that's not a win for them. Wiggy.
You think AJ Brown
lose their number one receiver?
But he's really sometimes their third option. Their number one guy that they just restructured is Saquon Barkley. That's how they want to build their team. Run the ball, and then it's Davante Adams, A.J. Brown, depending on the game.
In the Twitch chat.
I would
chat,
also add... Go ahead.
Just in the Twitch chat quick. Somebody says it's absolute insanity that you prefer Pickens over Godwin, by the way.
All day long.
Absolute insanity.
I would agree with that texter.
I mean, Pickens is 20...
Twitch chat.
Twitch chat. Pickens is what, 24 years old? He's explosive.
Pickens is a psycho.
Okay, guys, I need you to hear this thing. This is why Wiggy and I are on the same page on Godwin, and it's weird when we agree, but I love it. So when we discuss T. Higgins, he or A.J. Brown, but he's already the one, but T. Higgins, when Ja'Marr Chase has been out, has performed as a legit number one receiver in the NFL. He's also been a guy that's subjugated his ego, which 99% of receivers don't do, when he's playing alongside a guy who's slightly better than him. You target a one with that amount of money. Godwin has never been a one. He's not a guy that takes the top off the defense. He is an effective slot receiver who's always going to be in the right place at the right time, but he will not massively change any offense he goes
but
to.
But Curtis, if that's the market and that's the best receiver available, that's kind of what you have to do. If you need
no,
to
you can trade your fourth and for a 32 and A.J. Brown. You give
Curtis,
them an
I'm
offer
not
they can't
trading
refuse.
A.J. Brown. What are what okay. like? It, so if
so,
if,
you thought that the Chiefs were going to trade Tyreek Hill?
No, I didn't. But I didn't know
okay,
that they were
so
planning on
anything's
it.
Anything's possible.
Okay, sure. Yeah, anything's possible. But in with the information you have, A.J. Brown is currently not available. So what is your next best option?
George Pickens averages
not currently available.
No,
either,
no, no.
By the
but
way.
They just I know he's not available. You, the guys that you're going to have to go after, you're going to have to trade for. When you look at George Pickens, he's 24 years old. He 23 years old. He's averaged over 16 yards per reception in the NFL since he's gotten here. And when he, not last year, but the year before last, when he played in the 17 games, he averaged 18 yards per catch. His explosive play ability is 10 times greater than Chris Godwin, who had an ACL injury and is now coming off an ankle injury, who's 29 years old. So I would say, hey, Pittsburgh, you just signed DK Metcalf. We'll give you a third-round pick. Maybe you got to go a little bit high. We'll give you a third-round pick, and then guess what? You know what's not going to make George Pickens disgruntled? When you come here, we're going to pay you $25 million a year. You're going to be our number one receiver.
You worried about him when it comes to the locker room?
No, because he'll be in a place where he's playing with a good quarterback, and he's got a coach that will say, you're going to be our guy. If you see how they used him in Pittsburgh – they didn't use him the proper way, and that's what led to frustration.
Every receiver that leaves Mike Tomlin loses their mind.
Yeah. All
right, okay, let's... but I just would say this about why you have to do a risk like this, which is Pickens, his ceiling is far higher for what this offense could be than Godwin. And you take a risk by bringing in a guy that is disgruntled with his current team, and you hope that you're able to unlock that with Drake May and Josh McDaniels. If you bring in Godwin, his ceiling doesn't change anything. It really doesn't.
All right. Anything else, Shime?
Yeah, we got one more for you here. The Players Championship kicks off today, but one of the stories floating around the golf world is that Freddie Couples claims that Brooks Koepka wants to return to the PGA.
Brooksy!
Somebody finally actually asked Brooksy about it instead of just speculating about it, and here was his response.
Yeah, I mean, everybody seems to have their own opinion. No one asked me. I mean, I talked to Fred quite a bit. But we don't go too much into detail about what's going on. Like I've said it before, I'm not in those rooms. I've got a contract obligation out here to fulfill, and then we'll see what happens. But I don't know where I'm going, so I don't know how everybody else does. Right now, I'm just focused on how do I play better? How do I play better in the majors? How does this team win? And then we'll figure out, you know, next year and how to play better again. It's the same thing, so it's just a revolving cycle, but I've got nothing. Everybody else seems to know more than I do.
Well, that'll make aww. Bryson DeChambeau happy if he's gone from LIV.
He is 100% coming back to the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
Why are they so, like...
pissed at guys who took the money and then now want to come back.
Right, but...
Because it's really just Rory.
Right, but
like Rory
golf...
Rory didn't take the money, and he's pissed at anybody who took the money and wants to come back.
But isn't like, the... Isn't,
get over it.
Isn't PGA and golf, and I'm asking this because I don't know. Isn't it right. like an individual sport where guys, they don't, like...
You're basically contractors.
They don't have to go to other PGA players to allow them to play. Can't they just go to the PGA and say, I want to play? Why does that player have to?
They felt like when guys went to live,
right,
they were letting the PGA down, and that it was going to destroy everything that had been built. And so they're mad that those guys. In the case of Brooksy, I think he got $100 million to go. Am I right about that number?
Oh, he got way more than that, I think. It was more like $400 million,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're pissed that they got that money, and now they want to come back. But, I mean, that's...
Of all the things we've seen, Greg, in sports is a duplicitous, disgusting, deceitful place at times. What they did when the LIV Tour was formed on the backs of the families of the victims of 9/11... is the standalone lowest point I have ever seen from a league, an organization, or anybody.
Really, Curtis?
Oh, my God. They were already in bed with the Saudis when they were saying these things. The video game company that produced the PGA game was owned and operated by the Saudi Investment Fund. And they're standing there saying, and these people that lost their loved ones, they don't know all those things, and they're going to talk about how they were hurt by it.
Yeah.
But the way that the PGA did that with the commissioner and Jim Nantz was despicable. God, was that disgusting.
All right, that is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, and Courtney is off today. Shime has the news next.